The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, I'm joined in the studio by Mary McCarthy because with warmer days and brighter skies, our appetites can change too. So maybe it's a good opportunity to consider new ways to eat, perhaps a time to try to reduce the amount of meat that your family consumes. Well, that's what Mary did. Columnist with the Irish Independent. You're very welcome, Mary.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
You've convinced the family to go vegan twice a week.
Yes.
How did you do that?
No, it was hard. It does take effort, right? Mm-hmm. But I was feeling just quite frustrated with our dinners. I was kind of in a rush. Do you know the way you go the Monday lasagna, Tuesday the curry, and you kind of get in that rush? And I really wanted to get more like adventurous, like just for various reasons. Like meat is actually just getting really expensive, you know? So it was cost, but also environmental, and then just health wise. Like there's so much you read about, like we should be like munching 30 like different fruit and vegetables a week, and beans, apparently they're like superfood, all the fiber. It's like, so anyway, I was like, I wanted to do it for a while. And then it was actually other people that kind of prompted me into it. So my brother-in-law was doing vegan twice a week and he's got young kids. And I was like, oh, he can do it. Like, and then my mom started doing it. She was sick and she's great now, but she got advised as a dietitian told her to more beans. And I was like, oh, she can do it. And so I started off small, and it's not like strictly vegan twice a week. Like there might be a bit of fat on the side or something. But I did find if I did make it vegan, it just made me more adventurous. Mm-hmm. I was looking at beans, more beans. And
how
stuff.
Did they respond? Because we had a vegan, was vegan or vegetarian? Anyway, meat-free day last week. And the lads were starving, to be honest with you. That's the response that I got.
Yeah. So at the start, it was like, I'm not eating that. Like, where's my dinner? You know, like there was one occasion I had made this really nice butter bean and roasted tomato stew. It's an ottolenghi one, I think it is. And they eat it now. But the first time I made it, like my husband actually rang for Greek kebabs, donor kebabs, rang the takeaway. So like there is a bit of heartache involved because I was the one eating then the stew for the next 6 days. No one would eat it. But it's like with a child. Like I think if you give a child a food 10 times, I think that's it, 10 or 15 times. But I felt like I think on the third occasion they were like, okay, grand.
So you kept making it, you kept producing it.
Just kept making it. I'd have something on the side. So I'd have a Greek salad or something and I'd pimp it up with a nice bit of sourdough. So they wouldn't go starving. But I just kept trying. And then I also found like presentation, if you make it look really nice. So I put like a bowl in the middle of the table and I was like, look, you can help yourself. Try a little bit. And see, and that actually changed the game. And like, I know with younger kids, you can't really do that because they'll just be like, you know, it's just too messy. But like my youngest is 9 now and I have this kind of fantasy of, you know, the big bowls in the middle of the table.
I know.
How Greeks were like, and you pass around the bowls. It's not like you're handed a chop and like a potato and a bit of carrots. So I was like, this is my fantasy. And actually, I think that psychologically makes a difference because they're in control. They can be like, okay, I'll try a bit of this. And then to my surprise, I'd be like, oh, they're actually helping themselves, like mm-hmm. second courses. Like
so is that butter bean concoction now? Is that on once a week, once a fortnight?
That is because they eat it now. I've got into a new rut now, but at least it's like a more adventurous, healthy rut, you know. Mm-hmm. And then when you have all the spices in the house, so there's fennel seeds for that recipe. And then that makes you kind of, because you read recipes and like before I'd be like, I know there's like 25 recipes, there's 25 ingredients, that's not for me, you know. But once you have them in the house, you're like, oh, actually I could make that as well because I have the fennel seeds or I have the cumin seeds or, you know, like I've got all that. And then I found anyway, when I started being more adventurous, I started going, well, why am I buying pesto? Like, it's so easy to make it and so tasty. So like, I'll make all the pesto. That's not vegan now. There's parmesan in that. And then you're on to hummus. And then, so I'm not like, I'm like my family still like, you know, 50% of my family will not eat tofu. So I'm not there yet. But I definitely been doing this for about a year and...
So it's 2 days a week?
2 days a week, yeah.
No meat?
Yeah, and I tend to front load it because I think as you get near the weekend, you know, there's a mutiny. If you've got your... I do this tandoori chickpea dish. It's like an ottolenghi one. Again, you can find them online and that is great. But if that's there on a Friday night, there's a bit of like, you know... Like
it's not really a Friday dinner, is it?
It's not really a Friday. So I kind of front load it. I try and get in Monday, Tuesday. I smuggle the beans in then, you know, so... I think that's a bit easier.
And so you're conscious, are you, of getting the protein in that a growing family needs to have. And you're getting that from the ingredients you've described anyway.
Absolutely. Like, you get all that protein. So my 17-year-old was like, I need the, where is the chicken fillets? Where is the 40 grams of protein? So I was like, you know what? Go on TikTok and have a look there at all the beans and have a read. And then he's like, you know, he's actually loves the chickpea stew that I make because he's read about it. And he's like, actually, there is protein. You don't need like, you know, you don't need this massive amount of protein. Like, fiber is, you know, it's really, really good for you. That's like really important. So you can get the, and, mm-hmm. and maybe to relax a bit, I think maybe I was a little bit like, they need the meat, you know, they need the meat.
I think, but we all feel that, don't we? That's just how we were brought up. So it's very hard to break that.
It is hard to break that. But you actually, you know, and I've nothing against meat. My family, I cook the meat, but you don't need it every day, you know? And like, it can make a difference to your environmental footprint. It's cheaper, just more tasty, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the cost for a lot of people is probably a motivator now, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, to make like a stew, like it does, if you want to buy, it's like you can, if you want to buy decent meat, like it does cost, mm-hmm. you know? Although actually I live in Brussels, Claire, and it's much more expensive meat over there. I think people complain here about food prices, but actually it is much more expensive. Like, when I go back now, I'll be bringing back a few steaks in the suitcase from Lidl, lovely Irish steaks. So it is cheaper here, but it's still expensive. If you're doing that every day, like, it's, you know, it does definitely cost a lot of money.
Well, Mary, thank you very much for the tips.
Yeah,
and we'll try and follow on Mary's great example. That's Mary McCarthy, their columnist with the Irish Independent.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.